BBC News with Julie Candler. The French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius has said there is solid evidence that the Syrian government has used the nerve agent sarin against rebel fighters in Syria. Mr. Fabius said tests carried out in French laboratories on blood and urine samples from victims of an attack on the northern town of Sarakev in April had detected traces of sarin.
The conclusions of the laboratory are clear. There is sarin gas. The other question is, can we trace it? Who used this sarin gas? In the second case, there are no doubts that it is the regime and its accomplices.
Mr. Fabius said the test results had been handed to the United Nations. The American Secretary of State John Kerry has sharply criticized prison terms handed down by an Egyptian court to 43 pro-democracy workers, most of them foreigners, in a case against unlicensed non-governmental organizations. Mr. Kerry described the trial as politically motivated and said it ran counter to Egypt's transition to democracy. Only five of the foreigners, including one American, were present in the court in Cairo on Tuesday. They were given two-year jail sentences. Turkey's Deputy Prime Minister Bülent Arıç has apologized for the violent police response to an environmental protest last week, which sparked an unprecedented wave of anti-government unrest. Mr. Arıç admitted that police tear gas had exacerbated what he called legitimate grievances, but called for an immediate end to the protests. Despite his appeal, thousands have gathered in Taksim Square in Istanbul for the fifth consecutive night, as James Reynolds reports.
The protesters say they won't give up until they get what they want. In the square and the park, they have now made themselves at home. They've set up small shops, even a makeshift chemists. Barricades on nearby roads act as their unofficial borders. Taksim Square has now become the protesters' own mini republic.
Amnesty International has said Mexico is not doing enough to investigate the disappearances of thousands of people in the last 6 years. In a new report, the human rights group accuses the Mexican government of tolerating and failing to act on what it called a national crisis. From Mexico City, Will Grant.
This report comes at an important time. As recently as last month, the government of President Enrique Peña Nieto announced new measures to tackle the problem, which by the government's own admission stands at some 26,000 missing persons since the drug war worsened 6 years ago. Among the steps the Interior Ministry promised was a new unit dedicated to finding the missing and greater efforts to tally a national database of human remains in the country's morgues with the DNA of disappeared people.
World News from the BBC. Nigeria has imposed an official ban on the Islamist group Boko Haram, declaring it a terrorist organization. The new law also applies to Ansaru, a suspected offshoot of Boko Haram. The order means anyone who supports the activities of either group faces a prison term of at least 20 years. The United States has offered a reward of up to $7 million for help in capturing Boko Haram's leader, Abubakar Shekau. The European Union is imposing import duties on Chinese-made solar panels. The EU said the tariffs were being introduced as China had been selling the panels at less than cost price in a bid to corner the market, a practice known as dumping. A tariff of about 12% will be introduced immediately, rising to about 47% in August if no agreement has been reached with China by then. The EU Trade Commissioner Karel de Gucht told the BBC the measure was necessary to protect European industry.
If European enterprises want to be innovative, they, of course, need a level playing field so that they compete, because you have new developments and you need new developments in this sector. So it's really about creating the right conditions so that European and Chinese companies can compete on equal footing.
A judge in the United States has agreed that a man accused of shooting dead 12 people at a midnight screening of a Batman film last July can plead not guilty due to insanity. James Holmes, who's 25, is charged with multiple counts of murder and attempted murder. Prosecutors in Colorado are seeking the death penalty. The death of a senior Chinese politician involved in the suppression of the Tiananmen Square protests has been announced exactly 24 years after the massacre. Chen Shitong was the mayor of Beijing when the decision was made to send in troops to break up demonstrations that had been going on for weeks. Hundreds are thought to have died and many blamed Mr. Chen. BBC News.